Welcome to episode 7 of Joe, your host Endgamer, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Yo Blazer.
Avec plaisir, mon capitaine.
Very nice. I don't know, yo, we've been getting a little bit of flack so far this season. I don't know if you noticed, but people are saying we ought to expand our range a little bit, getting all these stats nerds on the show. Mm-hmm. So what I have assembled this week is a collection of the furthest from stat nerds you can get.
A murderer's row of social board-aiders here.
Our first guest earned this spot by being the MVP of last week's topic on the board. That would be our good friend, Alec.
Glad to be here and take away any credibility that you've built up to this point.
Inaugural Infidel of the Week, the first ever.
The other gentleman joining us tonight earned this spot. Boy, I don't know how. Actually, I have no idea how. Liesel!
Well, as much as I would like to thank you for inviting me, we both know I can't do that because I'm here against my will. For all of the listeners, Endgamer has threatened to kill an 8-year-old child if I get off the line, so...
And put him on Liesel Sig.
Yes, that too.
All right, so this is going to be a very interesting episode, to say the least. What we're going to be mainly talking about in between the Endgamer burns is week 3 of the Game of the Decade contest. We're still in round 1. And not quite as exciting week as the first two were, but there are a couple of pretty solid matches. The first one we want to hit on is Persona 3, which topped Civilization with a little over 52% of the vote. This was a fairly large upset. 44% of the board went with Persona. Alec, were you surprised by this result yourself?
Before the contest, I might have been surprised about it, but by the time this match came around, I figured that Persona was going to win and was actually kind of glad that Civ 4 kept it interesting for a while. But my battle pick went with Persona, but my bracket went with Civ 4.
Liesel, did you have a strong feeling one way or the other about this match?
I don't really know that much about the contest. I don't usually follow them, and I don't think I was home during this entire match. But I thought that Persona was going to win, but I didn't really have any reasoning behind that. Just kind of went with my gut.
Now, being a major fan of the Japanese culture, have you played the Persona games yourself?
No, I've never played them before. I just got a PSP recently, so I'm going to buy Persona 3 Portable.
Oh, cool. Kind of interesting thing about this match. First was that Civ actually got out to a really great start, soon based on the brackets, was out to a lead for about 2 minutes before Persona came back. And then the other thing was it seemed very likely that Civilization could have won this in a day match, and Persona took advantage of having the night crowd voting instead. Yo, what did you see in this matchup?
I'm in the exact same boat as Alec. I have Civ in my bracket, so I missed the point there. But by the time the match actually happened, I think for a lot of people, the writing was kind of on the wall. And a lot of people who had Civ in their brackets went with Persona in the battle picks or the Oracle. Because RPGs had done so well. Like, if you just take random RPG versus random non-RPG... You know, the RPG is probably going to win in this contest, it was looking like, and I thought Civ was going to win based on the Civ name beforehand. By the time the match rolled around, I thought that was not going to be the case. So I actually called it pretty close to perfect. I think I had Persona with 52%. Civ might have been able to take it in a day match just because the regional shifts were pretty big there, but it was a night match. You got to go with the night RPG.
And I got to give props to the board on this one. Tough match. And only 44% of us picked it, but the site was a little worse at 43%. So reversing the trend from earlier in the contest where they kept owning us, we did just barely edge them in this one. Speaking of RPGs being strong and JRPGs in particular, the other cool match this week was Dead Rising against Tweenie. Boy, a very good match. Ended up very close, just under 51% of a win for Dead Rising. And the cool thing about this one was as it got closer to the match, people really seemed to be losing a lot of faith in Dead Rising and going with the, you know, the JRPG after seeing how good Persona had done. In light of that, were you a little surprised Dead Rising was able to pull it out there, Alec?
Yeah, especially after Persona 1. I mean, in my mind, Persona and not The World Is Not Enough were kind of similar. And so when I saw Persona beat out Civ, I was expecting that before the match, I'd been a lot more confident in Dead Rising. But by the time the match came around, I figured it was more of a toss-up.
And Liesel, what did you think about this one? A pretty nice win for Dead Rising here.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing happened to me. After I saw that Persona won, I actually switched my battle pick to The World Ends With You, and then it lost, so that's about how I've been doing so far this contest.
And in the crew topic, a lot of people were getting nervous about this one, and I said, I'm sticking with Dead Rising, but you definitely should bank if you got a good streak going. And a bunch of people ended up taking my advice and saving a lot of points. As I mentioned, we felt a lot better about DR earlier in the contest. 69% of the board went with it here. But by the time the match rolled around, it was a 50-50 pick in the Oracle. And one guy who got burned by this match, Yo Blazer.
Aw, yeah. I got burned, and it was fantastic.
How'd you feel about your 52% prediction?
Once again, I had a big streak. Once again, I did not bank. And right now, about a third of the way through the contest, I'm still stuck with donut points. So I had about 19,000 going in, lost it all. But I really couldn't be happier because Dead Rising is a hell of a game, despite having less and less faith in it as the match drew closer. I was so glad that it won because you know what, guys? Not every single RPG like deserves to win. It's not mandated in the GameFAQs annals that every RPG has to win every single match. You know, you got a game where you got like 3,000 zombies on screen. You just chop them up, run over them, you know, impale them with an umbrella. This game kicks ass. So I was so glad that it won, and the fact that it did it in its bad time frame, like you can tell, it's obviously a day game. So the fact that it beat an RPG at night is just kick ass. So I was actually happy to lose those points.
We had Dead Rising go and win, but barely. And then we had Persona 4 go out and not exactly wow us against a downloadable only game in Braid. Ended up a little under 64% there. Now, this next one is going to be a day match, which figures to help Dead Rising. Sure seems like a toss up. Alec, which way are you leaning for that second round match, Persona 4 against Dead Rising?
I mean, before the contest, I thought it was going to be pretty strongly Dead Rising, but now, even though Dead Rising has kind of restored some of my faith, it just barely won that match, and I do think that Persona would be the stronger game here, and even if it's against a downloadable game, I wouldn't have thought it could get 64% on anything.
The trouble there is that Persona 4 actually got out to a really great start. It was over 70% at the start of that and just continued to tumble all day long against Braid. Now, Braid, you wouldn't think as much of an ASV king, whereas Dead Rising could fit that bill. Liesel, which way are you going on that one? Are you thinking ahead in your battle pick?
I haven't started thinking about my round two picks yet, but if I had to choose right now, I'd probably go with Dead Rising. But I could also go with Persona 4. I think it's going to depend on if it's a day match or a night match.
Did you fill out a bracket for this season?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty terrible. Last year I was on the leaderboard.
Ooh.
For a while. This time I'm not at all, so.
Putting the focus on the battle, though. That's good to see.
I kind of gave up on the battle, too.
Okay. Hey, you're
never
tied
give up
with
until
Yo.
It's over. You never know.
Yeah, you're tied with Yo to this point. And Yo has three times been a match away from winning the whole contest, so you got to feel good.
Three times, everybody.
All right, Yo, do you have a lean on that one? Do you think day is going to be enough to save Dead Rising?
I think it's about as close to a toss-up as you can get, because Persona 4 probably is stronger than The World Ends With You, but it's still not enough because it doesn't have you. I'm going to lean very slightly toward Dead Rising. I think in a day match it'll be a lot stronger, and you know, I think with users making the pictures, it's probably going to get an awesome-looking pick, so that'll help out with its appeal. And of course it'll get my vote, so it'll get my very, very slight lean.
So the next part of our show that we'd like to get into is the stars and turds for this past week. And Alec, you had one strong star you wanted to start us out with.
Yeah, I think right away the kind of easy star this week is Portal going out there. And we all expected it to win, and Gears of War isn't supposed to be that strong of a game, but 71% is pretty big blowout. And Gears of War, not expecting that much out of it, but it did straight up win its vote-in poll, and they're both Gears of War's games are in here, and I would expect it to at least break 30% here, and it did not. So Portal looking pretty good so far, or Gears of War looking pretty horrible so far, but as I have Portal going far in my bracket, I'm hoping for the first one.
Yeah, that was a very impressive final number there, and was even worse for me because I saw people shooting up to 65, and I thought they were kind of crazy here. The way that Valve has not been dominating earlier in the contest, and then I just wasn't sure if Portal was going to be one of those 1v1 stars, or if it was something more dedicated fan base, does well in four ways, but maybe won't stand up so well.
I was one of the early supporters for Portal in this match. I had it at 65%. I thought it could get the doubling even, but you know, I didn't expect 71%+. It was starting the match at around like 80, you know. So it was just insane, just destroying Gears of War. And for all the people who thought that the Portal Final Fantasy 12 match was kind of a toss up for the contest, I was one of them. Like, if you took Portal, you could kind of feel a bit more relieved now, because that match, in conjunction with Final Fantasy XII's disappointing match that it just had, makes Portal a definite, definite favorite.
You got to feel good if you have it over Final Fantasy XII. And Liesel, what was your choice for the star of the last week?
Oh, I picked Persona 4. It really impressed me that a dating sim could get 64%. I didn't really think there were that many like basement dwellers or neckbeard losers on GameFAQs, but I guess I was proven wrong.
Yeah, two things. First of all, I had no idea Persona 4 was a dating sim. I guess you learned something new. And second, even when I'm wearing a beard, even if it's No Shave November, I always shave the neck hair. And that is a lesson to all of you like younger nerds, basement dwellers, whatever you want to call yourselves. Always shave the neck hair. Wear a proper beard like a real man. Always shave neck hair. Oh, and Golden Sun, big, big star. Always shave the neck hair.
Oh, yeah, Golden Sun. Can I give an honorable mention to that?
Yes, you can.
Mostly because of Isaac's hair.
Yeah, if I can jump into Golden Sun for just a second, be serious for a moment. That one really, really surprised me. I'm a big Ratchet and Clank fan. I was hoping it would do well. It did not. It got crushed, and Golden Sun did exactly what it needed to do to make that big round two match with like GTA San Andreas a huge toss-up, and just put the fear of God in all the San Andreas supporters, because right now I have no idea if San Andreas can win that match or not.
Yeah, you got to be liking Golden Sun to have a chance there. We knew it was going to have some kind of a chance with the game releasing right on the day of the match, and this was actually the third most impressive showing of the entire contest so far in terms of what we thought. We thought it would be a fairly easy win for Golden Sun, about 57%. Said it went over 68. Pretty stunning, especially considering Ratchet has looked decently last couple of years in character battles. Now, Alec, we saw the next day, as Yo alluded to, San Andreas did okay against Dead Space, a little over 65%. Vice City kind of disappointed, not managing 64% against Silent Hill 2. So with GTA struggling, are you one of those who's going to be giving Golden Sun a chance in this next round?
I still think that despite this match, I pretty much don't have much faith in most non-Mario platformers on this site, so that I'd think that it would be a lot closer, but I would still have definitely given the edge to GTA. But with the Golden Sun release coming out that day, I mean, that's a big factor, and we've seen how big a factor that can be in the past. So I think it's more, right now in my mind, it's kind of a toss-up leaning toward Golden Sun, just because it's hard to overcome the big boost you're going to get from having a release day on match day.
KP was kind of the original bandwagon guy for that, pointing that out and saying it was going to have a chance. And he took a lot of flack for that in his pre-bracket analysis topic. But hopefully he's proven right and we get a good match in that one. My star of the round, kind of an odd choice coming from me, because it's a series that I constantly bash and talk about how it gets anti-voted, but both entries looked quite good, and that is the Kingdom Hearts series. The Kingdom Hearts 2 match was against Halo 2, about 64%, which was nice. Probably the weakest of the Halos, but that's still a very good showing. But the real blowout was Kingdom Hearts over Castlevania, going to nearly 77%. We didn't even expect it to get to 70. One other one that I just wanted to quickly mention as honorable mention for star, Final Fantasy IX really did impress me this week. Granted, it was against Phoenix Wright game, but still, 75% of the vote there was something I didn't expect a Final Fantasy not named 7 would be able to do in that kind of situation. Alec, were you impressed by that one as much as I was?
I was pretty impressed, and I think part of that is I'm not sure which way I'm going to go on, especially when that ties in with the Final Fantasy X over Beautiful Joe. And I think that 9 probably, in my mind, outperformed 10 here, and I'd still obviously take 10 over 9 in a match, but I was not expecting it to break 75% coming in here after Final Fantasy X's match. So good job, Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, that was the reason I think that we were all lowering our expectations, and it definitely showed us up there. Speaking of which, let's get into the turds for this week. Lisel, what was your top choice for a game that really bombed in your mind?
My choice for the turd, I went with Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core. I was really upset because I had it, and then it lost, and everyone told me it was a terrible pick. So, obviously, it was a terrible game. I rate the game 2 out of 10, and I would never play it.
Aw, damn. What would you rate the soundtrack?
I've never heard it, actually, because I've never played the game.
10 out of 10, that's what I thought.
I don't know. At least you got to feel better about yourself, because people might have called it a terrible pick, but look how well it hung in there. Final Fantasy XII looked like it was going to get out to a fairly easy win, was up near 60%, and then just lost percentage all day long. Definitely the Final Fantasy VII name did kick in and help it out here. Yo, do you feel that this is another match where we could have had a big-time upset except for the PSP exclusiveness of this game and also Dissidia earlier?
Yeah, I think Crisis Core would probably kill it. I mean, just look at some of the other examples. Look at how weak Valve was. And I know I'm stretching a bit here because it's a completely different style of gaming, but look at how weak Valve games and characters were before they came to consoles. And now look at what Portal did. Portal wouldn't be half this strong if it was like one, you know, just PC only. You've got to diversify a little bit. If Crisis Core was on a handheld and a console, yeah, I think it would have beaten 12. And if Dissidia was on a console too, you've got like Cloud and Sephiroth fighting each other on your PS2, I think that would have like handed Modern Warfare 2 its ass on GameFAQs.
Another great match killed by the PSP. That's why Albion doesn't like me bashing it, but I'm still kind of holding it against that system. Alec, what was your choice for the turd from this past week?
My first choice was actually to go the other way in that match and say that Final Fantasy XII was somewhat disappointing, because if it was going to win, I would expect it to go to win by more. I expected whichever side would win there would get it by a decent amount, and I thought it would be 12. But, I mean, it is, however much people kind of felt it was disappointing, it is a mainline title, and it is going against a PSP game. So I would have expected if it was going to win, it would have just SFF'd the other one into the ground.
It's a silly-ass match, man. Two-thirds.
They were both
kind of dirty. But I can see the justification for both, so good choices there. Yo, where are you leaning for the big disappointment?
I know some people might take umbrage with this, but for me, it was Final Fantasy X. I know it probably doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. It's still going to go at least to the semis, but you know, when Melee went up and when Brawl went up, and they just threw down the gauntlet. They killed in their matches, and they were like, okay, Tidus, match it. And Tidus went out there, and he flubbed it up. It was, I was expecting at least 80%, 77 is cutting it a little bit too short for my taste. This is one of the big three. You know, I was hoping for a percentage that would hang with the other big two, which just tore the house down. And, you know, it didn't. And I don't think there were too many huge turds like in the last week, so this one gets top turd nod for me.
And I feel the same way. This was my choice. Partly just to bash Leon, of course. Got to do a little of that. But I still have not heard an explanation from him as to how you can have Final Fantasy X in a night match, where it's at its best, go and be outperformed by 10% compared to Melee, which was also dealing with a night match where it's at its worst. At some point, you just have to say, okay, it's only one match, but you cannot like the trend. And Alec, you made a very good comparison in the topic to back in 2003. We saw Cloud outperforming Link in all their earlier matches in the bracket. And then people started to think maybe Cloud actually has a chance. So what do you think? Is there a chance that Final Fantasy X gets knocked off earlier than we were expecting based on this showing?
I think that this is going to be one of the times where there isn't really enough to kind of challenge it along its way. I think it may eventually, when it gets knocked out, maybe do a bit worse than we would have expected pre-contest, but there really isn't that much that can kind of challenge it along the way. Unless we want to go for the Pokemon upset or something, then I don't think it has a chance. 9 has a chance of beating it. And then which one is it supposed to?
Resident Evil 4.
I don't think that Resident Evil 4 is going to be able to pull that one off either. So if it had been maybe against some of the Zeldas that might have been weaker than it, this might be kind of starring a bit of a panic of upset. But I mean, basically in my mind, it was going up against until it hit Smash and then stopping. And I mean, this, if I had put this over Smash, I might have lost a bit of faith, but I had Smash in the first place, so.
All right, so you'd feel a little less strongly about it now, but just because of the perfect bracket placement, it's probably going to be fine. Speaking of which, Liesel, how far do you have Final Fantasy X going in your bracket?
I believe I have it going all the way to the finals. I don't think that's going to happen now. I'm feeling a lot better about Resident Evil 4, actually. It might be able to pull off the upset. I don't know. One thing you have to consider is that Resident Evil 4 won Game of the Year, like 6 years in a row.
Damn.
Wow.
What?
That's amazing.
Game of the Year for half a decade.
I'm just completely making these statistics up. It's also one of my favorite games.
Good man. So
we'll see what happens.
Liesel's joking a little bit there, but I think he makes a great point, and this is something I mentioned in my crew write-up, that if there's any game that's going to be advantaged by the voters actually taking Game of the Decade into account, I think it would be Resident Evil 4, the easy game of the year in 2005, and has been a true GOTD contender in, I'd say, pretty much everyone's minds since then. Something I don't think you can say about possibly any other game in the bracket to the extent that you can for RE4. So, yo, after a pretty fine showing, over 82%, the third biggest blowout of the season against Jet Grind Radio, are you giving that RE4 over Final Fantasy X upset some actual credence?
If RE4 wins, I'm going to need like a hand towel and some soap and a cigarette. But you know, I have to keep my expectations in check. I can't just say it'll happen. I've got to stay somewhat realistic here and not get too excited. I don't think the odds are very good. I think Final Fantasy X in a night match still has it. I always gave Resident Evil 4 that slight chance just because things in the last few years have always gone crazy at the end of a contest. Like, it's happened every single time, so who knows? It might be Pokemon, or it might even be Resident Evil 4. Am I giving it, like, more of a chance just because of these results? Not really. Still a very slight chance.
This is something that we talked about in the very first episode this season. Like, if there's going to be a steroid snake that just goes crazy at the end of the bracket when people are saying, I'm kind of sick of Nintendo always winning, sick of Final Fantasy always winning. It's going to be Resident Evil 4. And we really liked it there, and then the bracket came out, and it just kind of smacked us in the face. It didn't seem possible for this upset to happen. But if it could happen, Alec, consider that for just 1 second. Would you like Resident Evil to maybe go on and win the whole thing, or at least get to play against the Brawl in the final?
If it did win there, I think it might have the momentum behind it to go up against Smash. I still kind of find it hard to imagine that it would overcome Smash in the finals, but I think it could put up a really good fight, especially if it can get past Final Fantasy X, then it's going to get a lot of momentum behind it. And I still think it'll eventually come up short like Snake did against Cloud, but I think it'll definitely help it out in later rounds if it can get past that roadblock.
Yeah, and that's something we were originally saying about Gold, was it's going to beat these games, go against Final Fantasy X, have momentum and do it. But I think it's almost doubly so for RE4, just because it'd be so unexpected from people who actually know what they're talking about with the bracket.
Can I touch on that for a second? You know, if it does, by some stroke of luck, if it beats Final Fantasy X, I think it could definitely beat Pokemon in the semifinals. I don't see why that one is asking too much for a game that just beat FFX and for a game that nobody hates. And in the finals, I don't give it any shot whatsoever against Melee. I just think Melee as like the Nintendo game of the decade is too beefed up. But against Brawl, I think it could, benefit from some real backlash, like anti-Wii backlash, anti-recency backlash, and I hate Brawl backlash. And it could, like, less than a 1% shot, sure, but there is that semi on the verge of plausible shot that it can win the whole thing. And if it does, then it will be like the most beloved winner in contest history. I am saying this without any doubt or exaggeration, because even though everybody loved what Snake did in 08, he still wasn't the winner. He lost to Link. It was Link again. And there were people who were pissed when L Block won in 2007. There will be nobody pissed if Resident Evil 4 wins this contest. And if somebody does, like, bitch and moan about it, they will be crucified on the board. We will nail them to a damn plank. They are dead on arrival to the entirety of Board 8, and they always will be. So, wow, make it happen, because that sounds pretty badass.
That wouldn't, in fact, be awesome. And I agree with you as well. Whatever gets there, if it's going against Brawl, I give it a much better chance. So whether, or it's something like Tranny talked about, Half-Life 2 getting there against Brawl, getting a big rally going, that would be really cool to see. RE4 would be pretty awesome to see there as well. I think that pretty much covers it from this past week. And now we have one cool new feature that Yo talked about in the topic, looking out for our listeners, and that is a little thing I call Bank or Bust. And we're going to take a look at the debatable matches from the upcoming week and tell you what you should do in your battle bracket. Should you bank it or should you risk it one way or the other? Let's start out with a very debated match, World of Warcraft against Animal Crossing. We heard Alti's very firm thoughts on this a couple weeks back. Alec, which way are you leaning? And would you advise our listeners to bank for that one or to go with one game or the other?
Personally, I am leaning pretty heavily for World of Warcraft because I think there are a lot of things that can take it down, but I just don't have the confidence in Animal Crossing. And yet, on the other hand, despite me being pretty confident that World of Warcraft will win, I think it's going to be a pretty close match because I'm pretty sure that you could put World of Warcraft and have the other option be empty and World of Warcraft would have trouble, getting in the upper 50s there.
That's a good way of putting it.
Animal Crossing, I can't imagine Animal Crossing doing that well on anything either. So these are two games basically that I couldn't really think of getting 60% on much of anything at all. So I think it's going to come down to be pretty close, but against kind of like one of the more bottom tier Nintendo games, I've still got to lean towards World of Warcraft in this match. But I'll suggest the bank just because I will somehow be made to look like a jackass on that one. So you guys should all benefit from my folly.
And I do agree, if it does win, it's not going to be in a blowout. It's going to be probably a fairly close match either way. So, Yo, what are you thinking? Should people take a risk here, or should they just play it cautious and bank?
You know, I'm probably not going to bank for the duration of the contest, so I might be the worst person for this segment. But this is a tough one. It's one that has really been scaring me for a while. I think it is the last match that I have any doubts about in the first round. I think after this one, it's all clear sailing for the first round. But I'll say if you've got a big streak going and you're a little bit nervous, either go with WoW or bank. But if you don't have a big streak going, like if you've just come off of a recent loss, just risk it on Animal Crossing, because who the hell knows?
Yeah, I would just hate to be someone at, you know, 25 or some huge streak and then put all your faith in WoW and just have it blow up in your face, because I definitely think that is possible for reasons, like I mentioned, that Ulti has pointed out. That should be a pretty good match, hopefully. All right, next one, kind of a cool matchup here. It's like the ultimate game that wasn't huge for sales but is huge in respect versus a game with enormous sales. That is Shadow of the Colossus against The Sims. Wow, what do you think about this one, Alec? Do you think The Sims could pull an upset? Is this something that our listeners should be cautious about?
This one is another one coming into the contest that I thought The Sims could pull off a slight upset. I don't know. Did it end up being an upset in Noguru?
Shadow of the Colossus is very heavily favored here.
All right. Well, I could have seen it before the contest, but looking at how the kind of the mass appeal games have been destroyed so far, I would put it on the line, let it ride on Shadow of the Colossus. I think regardless of how much strength it has, The Sims is just not going to be able to pull in votes on GameFAQs, because it's one of those, it's a casual game, the people who play it the most aren't going to be on GameFAQs, and you're going to get a lot of the kind of anti-casual game backlash that you get around here. So I pretty strongly do Shadow of the Colossus, and if I had to give the chances of the upset, even though logically, in a greater gaming world, I would give The Sims a better chance of an upset on GameFAQs, I would have given Animal Crossing over World of Warcraft a better chance of pulling it off.
Yeah, that's a great analysis and something I was pretty much going to say myself. I would still suggest banking on the Warcraft match, but this one, I say go with Shadow of the Colossus. And I was a little bit scared about The Sims heading in, but just the way the voters, the message they've been sending so far this season has been game of the decade, importance, influence, being talked up as one of the most artistic games, game as art kind of debate. Those games have been doing well, and that's something Shadow of the Colossus has in spades. So, Yo, I don't think you disagree with us. I think you're going to tell our listeners to go with Shadow of the Colossus with confidence here.
Yeah, exactly right. This one is very, very safe. The Sims is just not the type of game or genre that GameFAQs has ever cared about. Look at what the PC exclusive games have done so far in this contest, like Warcraft 3 has not done well. Deus Ex won, but it's going to get so smashed next round. The one that's up today, what is it, Baldur's Gate, whatever, that one is losing. It's going to lose. Yeah, The Sims might even be weaker than most of those games, and I would venture to say that it might not even, you know, for the fact that it sold 100 bajillion copies, it might not even have a play rate as high as Shadow of the Colossus on GameFAQs. I mean, GameFAQs is just that kind of site. We don't care about stuff like The Sims. And Shadow of the Colossus being like a traditional game, you know, with actual merit, and that's on an actual console, is going to cruise very easily.
The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause is The Sims did way better than I expected in that vote-in. I thought kind of the same things we've been saying here, and it ended up putting up a pretty good showing against weak competition, granted, but so that was pretty nice. Those are pretty much the only real debatable matches that we got coming up, so now you know what to do with your battle bracket. And let's head on. The two people still left on the show, we did lose Lisa, unfortunately. Their very favorite segment, it's time for Lay,
and welcome everyone to Infidel and Divine Prophet of the Week, the segment where we highlight the best and worst of the contest-related board happenings. And a pretty quick one this week. It was kind of a mild 7 days for the contest, but still got some picks for you. Infidel of the Week, appreciate Trees for calling a match 1 minute in that he ended up getting wrong. It was Persona Civ. I thought we'd stop doing this by now, you know, 8 years into the damn thing, but what do you know? Appreciate Trees. Go hang yourself on one of your branches. And Infidel of the Week, I did not think I would be doing this year after the phenomenal start this guy had to the contest. Sailor Bacon, for putting The World Ends With You in a debated, much-talked-about match and driving me insane. You know, at first, I didn't even notice it happening, but after a while, I realized that if I read or typed or said twee-wee one more goddamn time, I was going to choke somebody. I might have just killed myself. I am so sick of this goddamn game's acronym, and I'm absolutely convinced that this is the reason Square Enix is in the shitter now. It's not because they make bad games, not because, you know, they've forgotten everything they knew from the 90s. It's this. It's this twee-wee BS. So, Sailor Bacon, you really, really should have put this up against Melee and just taken it off everybody's radar. Tremendous fail. And one divine prophet for the week, that is the guy who always seems to one-up me in these things, creative name for a perfect Oracle pick. Now, it was brought to my attention that there were like two perfect Oracle picks beforehand. There may have even been a few since, but I wasn't paying attention. Sorry, guys. And creative name gets it not only for the perfect pick, but for the match in which he picked it. My favorite game in the bracket by far, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. And if you guys know how much I love this game, and I'm sure many of you do, you know how much I would have loved to have the top guru pick. Like, I would have killed for that, man. The top Oracle pick. And at the end of the day, the scoreboard stood at creative name 50, YoBlazer 49.95. So for getting the perfect pick and for breaking my soul into pieces, creative name, Divine Prophet of the Week. Back to you, NG.
Now, to be perfectly fair, though, you are having a heck of a year yourself in the Oracle, and in fact, are a little bit ahead of Creative in the overall rankings. You got to feel good about yourself there. Currently sixth place overall, trailing only. Do you know who's in fifth right now, Yo?
I sure do. I think we are rocking house, brother.
Whoa! Me and Yo both in the top six, and my partner Creative is, I believe, ninth in the overall rankings. So, all right, that pretty much does it for this week. Be sure to join us again next week. We'll be talking about some of these fun results, including the Warcraft match. I would like to thank Liesel for coming on the show. Unfortunately, he had some internet issues and dropped out on us. So instead, I will give a double thank you to Alec for joining us tonight.
And double your welcome back at you, I guess.
Very nice. And, of course, always thankful for Yo joining us.
I would like to thank Liesel for being one of the biggest big supporters on the board and for also having some of the most interesting SIGs on GameFAQs. And, NG, it is always a pleasure.
That does it for this week's episode. And join us next week. Until then, this is the show signing off.
Say I'd be there waiting for